Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome to our show for you and about you, those of you that work so hard for your money, and you want your money to start working harder for you now. You want that freedom, cash flow, and prosperity today, not 30 or 40 years, but right now, to live that life that you love with those you love doing what you love. Guys, welcome to our show. So appreciative for you guys that have been tuning in. You've been binging and sharing and doing all that you have. Hey, as a reminder, if you've got a situation where you say, Chris, you know, I want to know what to do with my money. How do I find more money? How do I invest it? Go to our website, go download the ebook Beyond Rice and Beans, where you can find out how our average client has found on, like I said, on average, about $34,000 a year just by freeing up money they didn't know they had. So be sure to check that out on moneyripples.com.
Hey, how would you love to earn up to 10% on your money every year while also helping people stay in their homes? Guys, that's exactly what the fund with American Homeowner Preservation allows you to do. You can invest with as little as $100 and be able to use that money to help people stay in their homes by being able to refinance so they can stay in the homes with the families that they love. And guys, this is only open now until November 5th, until it's closed for the rest of the year. So if you want to learn more information about this, go check out their website, www.fundingahp.com. That's F-U-N-D-I-N-G-A-H-P as in American Homeowner Preservation. .com. Check it out.
Today, guys, I want to go into the topic that, you know, I hear people come to me sometimes. They'll say, you know, Chris, this sounds good, but you have to understand about me. I'm a conservative investor, right? I'm more conservative than some of the people on your show or than you, Chris, or fill in the blank, right? So they'll keep saying like, I'm conservative. Now, when I dig in and ask them what conservative really means, I find out that that's not the right word. In fact, the right word they should be using is comfortable. Instead of saying they're a conservative investor, what they should be saying is they're a comfortable saver. So let me explain what I mean by that, how there's a clear distinction. Because when I hear the word conservative, right, I think low risk, right? When I think about money, I think of in investing, I think about it as being low risk, conservative returns, meaning you're not trying to overpromise or anything like that. You tend to underplay what you think you're going to get, right? It tends to be based on less risk, not more risk. However, the ironic thing is when people say they're conservative, usually they're a lot riskier than I am and most of the people I have on the show. And so what they really should be saying is comfortable saver, right? Because what they're really saying is, Chris, I don't understand that world. I haven't been taught or trained that way, but I have been taught and trained my entire life to pay off debt, to save money, and to just, you know, basically live the status quo, get a good education, get a good job, you know, save everything, spend nothing, and hopefully someday I have something in retirement, right? That's really what a conservative, when someone says they're conservative, is what they mean. They mean doing the mainstream, the status quo. Let me ask you, how's the status quo doing? Despite us hitting all-time market highs, are people really in a place where they feel like they can retire? Now, I can tell you from personal experience, from some of you guys reaching out, some of you guys have been reaching out with, you know, sometimes several hundred thousand, sometimes millions of dollars net worth. Yet, you still lack enough cash flow to truly feel comfortable retiring today, right? Not about speculation of what it could be down the road, but today. I had a recent person I spoke with. They said, yeah, the financial advisor I spoke with, and the reason it's driving me nuts is because they said, I'm on track. I'm on my way to hitting my retirement goal in my 60s. He's like, I don't want to wait that long. And I told him, I said, honestly, in the next year or two, you could be retired. Like you could actually be out of the rat race with enough cash flow coming in to more than hit your goal. Financially independent, he could do within a year. Hitting financial freedom numbers probably within a year, another year to 2 years, or about 2 years, give or take. That's the difference, guys, is that, you know, he was listening to mainstream advice, the conservative advice. By the way, that's also banking that he doesn't lose any money in the meantime, because if something happens to the stock market, which some of you guys recently saw, I sent out an email a few weeks back where I said, are we at market highs right now? What if the market pulls back finally after now going in the 13th year in a row going up, right? Seeing an increase for 13 years in a row, at what point does it go down? Understand that previous to this, it hadn't even done half that. We haven't even seen 6 or 7 years in a row like this, right? We've only seen about 5 up years. You know, based on the chart I sent on my email, you know, going from December to December, there's only been 2 times in history where it's been similar. And I say similar with very loosely because it was 5 up years, you know, 5 green candles in a row, right? Where it was up year to year to year. That happened in the 90s, the late 90s. And then it happened again right after Y2K. So those 2 periods falling, you know, in between early on either side of the Y2K recession. After that, then all of a sudden we had this huge uprun that's gone for now going into that 13th year. The year isn't over yet. So it could only have been 12 years. Regardless, it has been at least 12 years. Now going almost 12 and a half years that the market's been going straight up. At what point does that pull back? And the more that's gone up, the bigger the fall usually is. Just so you know, Wall Street's average tend to be 2 steps forward, 1 step back. So you have 2 up years, 1 down year. What does that imply when we have 12 plus up years? I'm not saying there's going to be 6 down years, by the way. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that even if it doesn't have 6 down years, it means that probably your returns aren't going to be fantastic. Possibly you're going to lose money in the market. And then what? Then how are you going to become financially free? Are you going to wait it out for those 6 plus years potentially before the money comes back, you know, before you're finally back to where you were? Just so you know, after Y2K, because of 2 recessions, you know, almost back to back, there's still an upward recovery in the early 2000s, but still we had Y2K, about 3 year up years. And then we had the last great recession. It took 15 years for people to break even if they didn't have costs, you know, if they didn't have any fees coming out, which they did. So for most people, it took at least 15 to 17 years before their money finally got back to where it was. Are you at that place where you want to wait that long? So tell me, if you're banking on this, if you're the one that's got your money in the market, are you conservative? Are you considered less risky just because you're following the mainstream? And let's consider this too. How is the mainstream doing? Are we hearing about tens and tens of millions of people putting money in their 401ks and IRAs, blissfully happy and financially free? Are you hearing that right now? No, it's crickets, right? You might hear the occasional person, but you don't hear that across the board. You don't hear that like you hear our guests. And by the way, some of our guests that we bring on the show are also just normal people, just normal everyday people. Some of them are even my clients that are coming on the show saying how they're doing it and how they're either financially independent or on their journey towards it, where they're much closer than almost anybody listening to this show right now. So when you say you're conservative, are you really conservative? Or should you be replacing that word with comfortable? And by the way, when is comfortable or easy ever led to something lasting or worthwhile or something amazing? I've never known people to say like, oh, you know what? My life has been easy. I've had an easy life. It's perfect. Most of the time, our best lives come from going through something that's new, almost paving our own path, something different, something that can be a little bit uncomfortable. In fact, it's in that discomfort that we usually will find the biggest results in our lives, that freedom. If we just do what's comfortable, I guarantee you're not going to have much. You know, if you just get comfortable with your money will leave you. You just get comfortable in your marriage, they'll leave you. You get comfortable with your kids, they're not going to grow up the way you want, and they're going to leave. And what are they going to create, right? If you just get comfortable with your health and lackadaisical with your health, just doing the mainstream thing, you're going to be fat, sick, and unhealthy, or even worse, what most people in America are, not well. Right? They're just not sick, but they're not healthy either. You know, so you're in this place of unwellness. That's not the place you want to go either. Understand that almost anything amazing in life, if you want it, you have to do something that creates some sort of discomfort and is not the norm. The norm, the normal human nature, the normal path is not the path to freedom. It is not the path to prosperity. The path to prosperity and freedom requires you to do something different, to shift your way of thinking, to think differently, and therefore to act differently and to do things differently. And that means doing things differently with your money, where you're not focused on trying to build it up in an account, hopefully someday living on less than the interest. No, that's not what we do. We do it in a way that we create cash flow now. And I know it's hard because as a financial advisor, I couldn't see it until I left that space. It wasn't until that 2006 that I started to realize, wait a minute, this isn't about what you grow your money into. It's about what kind of income does it kick off for you? No matter what the returns are, it doesn't matter. What is the income that kicks off that I know I can count on a regular basis, the money coming on a predictable, stable basis. Understand, when you say conservative, I think of me. I think of me going for those things that are different, yet they are lower risk with higher returns. That's why somebody says, hey, Chris, I got $1 million in savings. What do I do with it? I'm like, well, you can leave it in the stock market and pull off 3% a year if you want that money to last, especially with inflation and everything else. 3% a year, well, that's $30,000 a year you're pulling off from your $1 million. Or do you want that $1 million making you at least double-digit returns? What if that only made 10%? Instead of $30,000 a year, taxable, most likely, if you got your money in IRAs, you can actually have that money $100,000 a year and potentially tax advantage or even tax free because you're able to write off all the gains that you get. That's the difference between the mentality of the stock market and mutual funds and being a saver, not an investor. You do not invest in the market like that. You are a saver if you're in those mutual funds. On the other extreme, we're talking about teaching you to be an investor, even if it's a passive investor where you're not the one actively managing it. You're not the one creating all those returns, but you're sharing in the returns with somebody else that is. Now, you could be buying the property. You could be getting the returns there. Maybe you have a property manager that you're paying, and then you take the remainder of those returns. Again, you're splitting and sharing in those returns to be a more of a passive investor. There's syndications. There's funds that we talk about, even advertising on the show. There's all kinds of things that can be done out there that, again, can give you those returns that generate regular, stable cash flow. And isn't that what we all want? It doesn't matter how much money we have if it doesn't pay us anything. Money is just money. It's just a reserve. But when we know it starts generating income all the time, it's producing from itself, then our whole world shifts. It changes. And just so you know, by the way, it's not just about randomly just throwing money anywhere either. You got to go based on your goals. Do you have a longer or shorter time frame? Some people, to give me a longer time frame, find out we can do it much shorter than they expect. Somebody told me 10 years. I said, you can do it in 2 or 3, you know, and then they were thinking they were on a good path, and they were a good path. They just weren't on the best, most efficient path to get them to their goals. And the thing is, they don't even want to retire in 3 years. So imagine that. Now they actually do what I talk about in the show, work because they want to, not because they have to. So even though they go back to work, they know, hey, I'm free. Even if I get laid off, I'm free. I do not have to rely on this job to keep me living. I know that I am a free person. I'm a free man or I'm a free woman because what this offers me. Guys, that is true freedom. You want to be conservative, don't do the mainstream. The mainstream is risky. The mainstream does not work. The mainstream has been proven that over and over. I just showed somebody on a presentation recently, the average return on the S&P has only been 8.4%. That's before your fees are taken out. That's before taxes are taken out. 8.4% in the last 30 years with the biggest, longest uptrend that we've had even since the Great Depression. The Great Depression didn't have anything close to what we're seeing today. From the recovery, I mean, you know. So now we're seeing today this massive upswing on the market. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think it's going to continue at that same rate? It can't. It's unstable. It can't stabilize. It's just like anything. It cannot do that when there's such a fast run up. It cannot keep that momentum going. Do not expect that your life is going to look like it has the last dozen or so years. That's going to look like the same if you keep doing the same things. Most likely, you're going to see it run out of steam. And sooner or later, it will run out of steam, potentially lose steam, not just run out, but lose steam in the sense that you'll lose money and then you have to wait for the recovery. And that could be years, possibly decades. So guys, the choice is up to you. You have the freedom to do it, but don't say you're a conservative investor. You are more likely a comfortable saver. Comfortable savers do not become free. It's the conservative investors like ourselves, those that look for ways to generate cash flow each and every month or each and every quarter on a regular basis. Those of us that are doing that, we find the freedom. That is the path that I invite you to do. And it's the path and the road less traveled, right? It's not the path most traveled, but it is the best one. The road most traveled is the one I guarantee will not work. You again, if you guys say, hey, I'm that person, I need to create a new path and I need to do it in a way where I get that guidance and knowing that I'm doing it right, especially matching up the right time horizons, is it tax, you know, tax advantage or not, short-term, long-term growth, cash flow, how do I make this all work in a plan and a strategy so I can map out a game plan to get to my cash flow number towards freedom? How do I do that? You guys can reach out to us on our contact us page at moneyripples.com. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later. Hey!
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.